The interesting Secretary Vilsack spoke to us. I think the question, somebody asked the question about what do we do to get people's attention? Do we have to kick them in the shins or something like that? And that set him off. He really, really, you could tell the passion in his voice about getting out and getting our message, getting the farmers' message out. He talked about rural America matters and renewable energy. I guess that was a good impression. And I'll keep pushing the message out that, rural America does matter.
You've been on a number of these fly-ins before. You've been involved with Farmers Union for quite some time. How important is it for folks like you to be here?
Oh, it's very important. Yeah, you got to have face in front of your legislators. It's very important. It puts a face to the issues. You know, I know from working in the system and making these visits. It's very important to do these type of hill visits.
And this year, when the federal budget is so tight and they're talking cut after cut, making that one-on-one impression has to be even more important than in the past.
Well, yes, it's very much so. You know, everybody pretty much agrees we need to reform some things, but, agriculture is important. There's a lot of the funding that goes into the Farm Bill and various programs that helps rural America. The, renewable energy seems to be has a big target on its back right now, but there's a lot of good that can come out of renewable energy.
Farmers Union is very concerned about what kind of safety net is going to be in the new Farm Bill.
Yeah, I think that, the direct payments, everybody, it seems to me they're pretty much a foregone conclusion. They're going to be gone, which is fine. The farmers, we need something that protects us when prices are low. Right now, the grain prices, commodity prices are high. We don't need the protection now, but, that's not going to last forever. It's going to turn, and at some point, we need the protection for low prices.
Last year at this time, during the NFU fly-in, there was a lot of concern about the GIPSA livestock marketing rule. There was a lot of concern about dairy. Are those two concerns still near the top of the list for Farmers Union?
Well, very much so. The GIPSA is still very, Secretary Vilsack, they talked about it a little bit yesterday. That's very much on the radar and dairy. Dairy is different proposals out there. Right now, dairy price of milk is a little over $20, but in 2009, they were down, in the well in the low teens. And as grain prices were up, they suffered tremendous losses. And we still keep losing dairy farmers. So dairy is very high on the list.
And that's still one of the toughest parts of the new Farm Bill is coming up with dairy policy. That seems to be the biggest thorn for a lot of people.
Well, it is. It's so regionalized, and that's the problem. There's some proposals out there now. National Milk's proposal seems to favor the large dairies, which some of the western states have. But, the Minnesota average is still right around 100 cow dairy is still the average in Minnesota. And that particular proposal, based on insurance, doesn't seem to do as much for the smaller producer.